This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. This is the October 17, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading summaries of articles on epilepsy and oncology published today. Endoscopic disconnection of hypothalamic hamartomas, safety and feasibility of robot-assisted thulium laser-based procedures. A technical note by Amedeo Callisto and colleagues. Hypothalamic hamartomas are rare developmental malformations consisting of glial cells intermingled with neurons. They are seated in the wall and floor of the third ventricle and are often responsible for drug-resistant epilepsy. Their removal for seizure control is often associated with high morbidity due to the highly eloquent anatomy of the region. In the effort to minimize the risk of surgery, the authors previously refined the concept of hamartoma disconnection from the wall of the third ventricle. When suitable, it is performed through a transventricular stereoendoscopic approach with the assistance of a robotic arm. The current study aimed to determine the safety and feasibility of a new and particularly promising type of laser that is capable of delivering a very sharp beam with a restricted energy spread under constant and unobstructed vision. 20 consecutive patients underwent a hypothalamic hamartoma disconnection over the course of 12 months. 13 patients underwent the disconnection procedure with standard monopolar coagulation, and 7 underwent the procedure with the thulium laser. At the one-year follow-up, 61.5% of the patients in the standard coagulation group had an Engel score of 1 or 2, compared with 85.7% of those in the laser group. Immediate complications were present in 53.8% of the patients in the standard coagulation group, compared with 28.6% in the laser group. No long-term complications were reported. Although based on a limited series, this preliminary study confirms the safety and efficacy of the thulium laser in the disconnection of hypothalamic hamartomas. Analysis of the growth pattern of a dermoid cyst, a case report by Andrew Fanous and co-authors. Dermoid cysts are rare lesions of the central nervous system. For this reason, they are seldom discovered during infancy. Although dermoid cysts are known to grow slowly, their exact pattern of growth has never been described. The authors of this paper discuss the unique case of a posterior fossa dermoid cyst discovered in a 5-month-old girl and monitored for years with serial imaging studies before performing resection. The growth pattern of this dermoid cyst was analyzed. Unlike true tumors, which have an exponential rate of growth, the dermoid cyst in this case report exhibited a linear growth pattern in all three dimensions. This is similar to the growth pattern of epidermoids or normal human skin. This case is unique in that it sheds light on the natural history of dermoid cysts. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.